Why do we check our phones compulsively, even when we know nothing important awaits? Why does the thrill of a new relationship inevitably fade? Why do billionaires keep chasing more money they'll never spend? The answer lies in a single molecule that shapes nearly every aspect of human behavior, from the love affairs that define us to the political beliefs that divide us. Dopamine isn't just another brain chemical. It's the neurological force that makes us human, driving us to explore, create, innovate, and conquer. But it comes with a hidden cost. We're biologically designed never to be satisfied. Understanding this molecule reveals why we behave the way we do and offers a path toward genuine happiness in a world engineered to keep us wanting more. Your brain operates through two fundamentally different systems. Look up at the horizon, at possibilities requiring planning and effort. That's dopamine territory. Now look down at what's within arm's reach. That's the domain of here and now neurotransmitters like serotonin, oxytocin, and endorphins. These H&N chemicals help you enjoy what you already possess: the warmth of sunlight, the taste of chocolate, the comfort of a hug. Dopamine does something entirely different. It makes you desire what you don't yet have. It's the biological engine of anticipation, not satisfaction. In prehistoric scarcity, this drive was essential, but in today's abundance, it creates desires that multiply faster than we can fulfill them. We're blessed with more dopamine than any other species, which explains why humans build civilizations, compose symphonies, and land on the moon. It also explains why we're never content for long. This neurochemical division explains why relationships lose their spark, why addictions grip us, and why happiness remains elusive. Remember those first weeks with someone new? The racing heart, obsessive thoughts, the certainty you'd found the one? That intoxication wasn't love, it was dopamine. Scientists studying rats discovered dopamine cells fired enthusiastically at unexpected food pellets. But after repeated feedings, even though rats still enjoyed eating, their dopamine response vanished. The chemical had lost interest in the familiar. Human romance follows the same pattern. When you first meet someone, dopamine creates powerful excitement. Every text triggers a rush. But dopamine pursues novelty, not appreciating what you have. As your relationship becomes predictable, dopamine naturally diminishes, not because your partner changed, but because familiarity is dopamine's kryptonite. This initial stage, called limerence, typically lasts 12 to 18 months. During this period, dopamine suppresses your prefrontal cortex, the region responsible for judgment. You temporarily lose your mind, overlooking obvious flaws. For love to endure, it must transition from dopamine-driven passion to companionate love, powered by oxytocin and vasopressin. This disconnect between wanting and liking explains why you desperately desire things, a luxury car, a promotion, an exotic vacation, only to feel strangely empty once you get them. Dopamine creates wanting without guaranteeing liking. When you see something desirable, dopamine fires automatically, creating immediate craving before you consider whether it'll make you happy. This disconnect becomes devastating in addiction. Addictive substances hijack the dopamine system, stimulating it far more powerfully than natural rewards. The speed of drug delivery directly correlates with addictiveness. Crack cocaine is more devastating than powder cocaine because smoking delivers it faster, creating a steeper dopamine spike. For addicts, craving persists even as pleasure diminishes. Addiction becomes less about getting high and more about relief from unbearable low. While one dopamine circuit creates desire, another enables achievement through planning and persistence. This control circuit resides in your frontal lobes, the brain region enabling long-term planning and rational decision-making. Rat experiments revealed dopamine's role in persistence. When minimal effort was required for rewards, normal and dopamine-depleted rats performed equally. But as work increased, normal rats pressed levers nearly 2,000 times, while dopamine-depleted rats gave up. This tenacity connects with self-efficacy, your belief in your ability to succeed. When you possess high self-efficacy powered by control dopamine, obstacles seem to disappear. The 1993 NFL game, The Comeback, illustrates this. The Buffalo Bills overcame a 35-3 deficit, scoring 21 points in 10 minutes. Their belief in inevitable success proved stronger than their opponent's skills. People with weak control circuits struggle with impulsivity and focus, the hallmarks of ADHD. When control dopamine is weak, the desire circuit operates unchecked. But dopamine lacks conscience. It pursues more, not morality. An Israeli experiment showed that players who won skill-based games were likely to cheat in subsequent dice games, while lottery winners didn't. Winning releases dopamine, creating a pleasurable rush that becomes addictive while making the fear of losing unbearable. Creativity and mental illness share a surprising connection through dopamine dysfunction, affecting salience, the brain's ability to flag what matters. In psychosis, this system malfunctions. Schizophrenia patients believe TV personalities address them personally or that stop signs carry secret messages. Medications blocking dopamine receptors help control symptoms but can't fully restore normal functioning. Creativity requires similar filter breaking. Our brains build simplified models of reality that enable efficiency but limit innovation. Breaking these models sparks breakthroughs. The brain region activating during creative insights is the same area altered in schizophrenia. Dreams occupy the middle ground, using real-world material but unconstrained by physical laws. Chemist Friedrich Kekulé discovered benzene's ring structure while half asleep, visualizing a snake eating its tail. Elite scientists are nearly three times more likely than average people to pursue artistic hobbies. An Icelandic study of 86,000 people found genetic risk factors for schizophrenia and bipolar disorder correlated with membership in artistic societies. Highly dopaminergic individuals excel at abstract thinking, but often struggle with relationships. Einstein loved humanity, but hated humans. Hyperactive dopamine systems risk overwhelming the HNN circuits that facilitate human connection. Politics divides us along neurochemical lines. Liberals exhibit dopamine-driven traits, risk-taking, sensation-seeking, and openness to change. They believe technology can solve problems like poverty and war. Conservatives show stronger HNN functioning, emphasizing stability, tradition, and close relationships while distrusting rapid change. Silicon Valley entrepreneurs embody liberal risk-taking. Hollywood exemplifies dopaminergic excess, celebrities pursuing novelty and divorcing at twice the average rate. The D4 dopamine receptor gene's 7R variant links to novelty seeking and liberalism. While liberals excel at abstract thinking, IQ averaging 106 versus 95 for very conservatives, conservatives typically enjoy stronger HNN systems, fostering empathy and stable relationships. The top 16 states for charitable donations all voted Republican in 2012. Conservatives report higher life satisfaction. 66% of Republicans versus 53% of Democrats felt very satisfied. Understanding these neurochemical foundations offers a path beyond polarization. Liberals want to help people become better. Conservatives want to let people be happy. Both approaches are valid. A depressed man improved on antidepressants but lost all motivation at higher doses, revealing how excessive future focus or present enjoyment both disable us. Modern life pushes constant dopaminergic stimulation. Too much dopamine creates productive misery. Excess HNN brings happy indolence. Mastery represents the perfect intersection, extracting maximum reward from circumstances. Unlike other dopaminergic pursuits, mastery creates a unique moment when dopamine yields to HNN, allowing you to savor accomplishment. Reality offers the richest source of unexpected rewards. Nature's complexity provides limitless detail while triggering beauty and calm. Even 40-second microbreaks viewing natural images improved concentration. Despite what technology enthusiasts believe, multitasking is impossible. Office workers switch tasks every 47 seconds, over 400 shifts daily. Harvard researchers found minds wander half the time, and people were consistently less happy when wandering. Creativity beautifully integrates both systems. construction workers ranked happiest across all industries, outranking technology and finance. They transform abstract plans into reality using mind and hands while enjoying camaraderie, blending dopamine and HNN for genuine fulfillment. The key to meaningful life, balance dopamine's future focus with HNN's present enjoyment. The molecule of more gave us civilization, but only by tempering it with here and now chemistry can we find happiness.